Well, what about when someone died?
Well, they had to build the caskets, you see, they had to make the caskets, and they carried the body to the casket, to the cemetery, with a wagon, you know, they took it with a wagon, and they usually made the wood, you know, and lumber, and made the casket, and most people that, did that kind of work, they kept the lumber on hand that was wide enough, the boards, you know, they'd have it sold and put up and save it, have it up in a loft like, and save it, and then when somebody died, well, they could build a casket. And they used cotton to line in there, and then they'd use some kind of cloth, you know, to put a line in, to cover the cotton up, and then tack it in there.
And would a preacher or someone come out to conduct the service? Would you have funeral services?
Yeah, they'd have the services. Uh-huh.
Would you have any kind of parties or anything at school? Would it be any kind of, what kind of social
event? Well, they usually have at the end of school, they'd have speeches. I mean, the children would have to say things, you know, different things, and they'd have what they call dialogues at that time. And one would say, you know, have some part, another part. And it always, though, be at the end of the daytime, they didn't have it at night.
Yeah.
And then once a year, we always had a picnic down at the river.
Mm-hmm.
We'd go to the river and have lemonade and have a picnic,
mm-hmm.
carry out a lunch. And just go down, just a bunch of everybody, you know, in the community just would have a, enjoy it,
not,
have a fish fry or something like that, you know.
Was it something with school, or was it just the
community? No, just the community. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just the good. Sometimes they do that at the end of school, you know.
Uh-huh.
Instead of having a program at the school, they just have a picnic, you know.
Did school have a bell or anything? Did the teacher ring to call you to school, or did you just...
No, he just went. They had a bell inside. That the teacher would ring when it's time for you to come in, or time for you to go out. You see, we'd have to line up to go in, and nobody rang. You had to just go in,
order.
Yeah.
I wasn't raised talking about the river. I was wondering, did you ever get any fishing?
No, I never did do any fishing. My daddy used to keep out. Baskets, put out baskets to catch fish in them.
Yeah.
And he did a lot of fishing and a lot of hunting.
Uh-huh.
He was a great hunter and fishing. And I never did.
What kind of fish did he catch?
Well, he'd get catfish in the baskets.
Uh-huh.
And then there's certain seasons, you know, that you get those white shad and the other shad too. They call it shad season. It's in the spring or in the fall. I've already forgotten that. And there was carp. You get carp, those big old carp. And they come a flood, you know, water come out. Then they'd leave them in those sloughs, they call them then, and I call them lakes now. They call them lakes of water. And they'd come out of the river and get in them, and then you could get them easily. And he put baskets in the river to catch catfish.
What kind of hunting did he do?
Well, the squirrels and turkeys, wild turkeys there in the swamp.
And y'all
did? Yeah, yeah. And he had fields down in the swamp, in the, what we call the swamp, you know, it was down out from the river. And he had fields there, and he planted in corn and chufers. They call them goobers or something now, I think, but he called them, long then they called them chufers.
Uh-huh.
And they planted, he planted chufas and peanuts and corn in those fields, big fields, and the turkeys would come in there to eat of those peanuts and stuff, you know.